18 dead bodies were found on a rubber dinghy, which was rescued by the Italian authorities. We met yesterday the 73 survivors of this dinghy, who are now in Sicily, and it came out that the 18 dead migrants who were on the dinghy were people who were beaten by traffickers at the moment of their departure. They were severely injured, also in the head. They were bleeding. And when the dinghy started to have problems taking on water and the engine had a fuel leak, they did not have the strength to save themselves swimming. They died, probably suffocated by the fumes of the engine, while those who left the boat swimming were rescued by an Italian ship. 73 people made it, while other 8 people, unfortunately, drowned while swimming.
What countries were these migrants from?
The countries were on this rubber dinghy were mainly sub-Saharan Africans, so Malian, Gambians, people coming from Nigeria as well. There were also 7 Palestinians who were coming from a refugee camp at the Syrian border. But in general, people coming to Italy this year, we noticed that this year there has been characterized by the presence of many people fleeing from wars and persecutions, and the main represented nationalities are Syrians, Eritreans, Somali, and other nationalities, of course.
And I know you have touched on this many times in the past, a safe voyage for the migrants. So what can be done, even though we know that that is ultimately not the solution to the problem, but since they are in the process of leaving, what can be done to make their lives safer and also to allow them to legally enter a country?
What has been put in place so far is the operation carried out by the Italian government, which is called Mare Nostrum, which saved thousands of lives during 2014. An operation started last October. But generally speaking, people are suffering a lot, are continuing to reach Italy and put their lives in the hands of traffickers, unscrupulous traffickers, who oblige them to travel on unsafe vessels. This is not an emergency in terms of excess of migrants reaching Europe, even if 100,000 migrants are a lot. But it is an emergency because all these people, they risk their lives at sea. And before coming to Italy, they are obliged to suffer a severe human rights violation in Libya and during their trip. It means that it would be needed probably to provide them with the possibility of legally entered in Europe, at least for these migrants who come to Europe because they can be entitled to get some kind of protection. Because the situation will not change in the next few months because of the geopolitical situation, because of the war in Syria, for example. So the unrest and the political instability of Libya have also deteriorated the situation in the country that has become too dangerous for migrants. And all the migrants we are talking to tell us that it's very, very dangerous for them now to live in Libya. They cannot even walk in the street, especially for sub-Saharan Africans. They can be beaten, they can be kidnapped, they can even be killed without any specific reason. So they do not have any other choice but to risk their lives trying to reach Europe.
What then happens to them once they reach Europe?
All the people arrived this year in Italy have applied, most of them at least, for asylum request. Some of them, like many Syrians, they managed to escape from the centers because they want to meet and reach the relatives who are often living in northern Europe. But generally speaking, those people now, they are transferred by the Italian authorities from Sicily to the other Italian regions in the many reception facilities which have been created for those migrants. And then the application procedure will be carried out during the year.
Are the migrants that you're seeing now, are they mostly men or are these whole families that are traveling?
The Syrians, for example, are composed mainly by families, so women and children. When we are talking about other nationalities, the situation is a bit different because there are, of course, many men. There are also many women, but the most impressive thing is that there are many unaccompanied minors. For example, I have the data updated to the first 7 months of the year, so updated to the 31st of July of this year. There were almost 14,000 minors who arrived in Italy. Among them, 8,500 were unaccompanied minors. So a lot of minors as well.